Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
Welcome to the Mini Music Adventure Show, and I just thought of something pretty funny. I was thinking, what if right after he said, "Does your computer sound like this?" if I like had the WTF bomb? Oh. I couldn't contain my laughter.
That would be.
That's like thinking of something like what if instead I just started like having weird stuff happen after the guy says that every time.
Make it a new and unique experience every time.
Yeah. So, we're live. Quinn and Arfie are with me on Team Talk. And feel free to attempt to join if you like. What address do you use to connect to it?
I use CITS21C.dyndns.org. Default ports.
Yes. So there you go, CITS21C dot dindns.org. That's dynamic DNS, DYNDNS, and that's my Team Talk, which basically only runs when we're doing the show. So it's been interesting couple of days. I've been screwing around with upgrading the quote-unquote MIDI machine to a Windows 2012 server, and the plan is to put it in the basement, and I'll have it run my domain controller, and I can run another VM, and maybe I'll move Team Talk to there, maybe permanently, you know, some other things. I could actually maybe put up who knows what else, all kinds of other maniacal things that I would think of. And right now, I'm struggling with a weird problem that I've isolated to being somehow related to write-back caching, but for whatever reason or another, it's like, basically, if you don't know what write-back caching is, it's something that what happens is when you're writing data, instead of writing it directly to the hard drive, it writes it into memory, and then the memory is supposed to write it out to the hard drive over time. So obviously, the memory is faster than the hard drive, and if the hard drives can't pull the data down fast enough, it'll crash, or it'll stop responding. That drive will stop responding, and it'll stop responding until the entire memory gets dumped out to the drive, which in the cases when that happens, it goes like, so you'll be writing out, you'll see like 400 megabytes per second of a transfer, and then it'll go to like one.
Yeah, when it's having to make those physical hits to do.
Yeah, now I guess the idea is that, from what I can tell, it looks like, at least in Win 2012, with 16 gigs of RAM, it looks like once it hits over half the memory, once it hits like over 8 gigs, then that's when it'll stop pulling in more, and it'll cause that dump to happen. So the idea being, if you're copying really large files, you're not supposed to just do drag and drop copying. It's not what it's designed for. You're supposed to use, you know, an unbuffered copy with like RoboCopy, XCopy, or any other kind of tools. But like,
TerraCopy, all those.
Yeah. So, you know, but it's like really annoying because like I can't tell if it's stable or not because I'm trying to copy stuff to it. So I guess I don't know if are my drives bad? Is the motherboard screwed up? But I think the bottom line is that whatever the storage subsystem is for, because it has been radically changed from what I've read, the background stuff, of how it all works has been rebuilt to be better, but it seems to me that it's... Because, like, I've copied giant files with just doing drag and drop in Windows 7 to, like, USB drives, and I've never had a problem. So I don't know. Either maybe USB drives don't write back cache, and maybe that's why it works fine, and, I don't know. I never really looked into it, but it's pretty annoying right now.
You wouldn't turn it off because you would... so totally diminished system performance that it wouldn't be worth the effort.
But, it, like, the thing, though, is drives are not that slow. Even a crappy hard... like, get, like, a freaking 80 gigabyte, like, original SATA hard drive. It copies faster than 1 megabyte per second. So what the hell happens that it has to go that slow? Like, if it slowed down to, like, a speed that made sense... then I'd understand, but it's like it literally just comes to a halt, and it'll even bring the whole system down, and I have to reboot it, because, like, it won't let me access anything, because it's just having a heart attack. Like, so I don't know why, like, it has to crash. Why can't it just, okay, we're going to slow down now, let's just keep writing out, and write out at the speed it takes. Like, why does it go down to 1 meg? Or, like, just even clear. Even zero. It just, it's one time it just stopped altogether and totally crashed. So I'm like...
sounds like a storage control.
Like, how the hell am I supposed to use that as a file server? If I can't copy files to it, what's the point?
Sounds like a storage controller driver issue.
It's possible, because... oh, let's see. Toll free. Oh, never mind. They hung up on us. I see Sean has joined us on Team Talk.
Yeah.
I don't hear him, though. So, something must be up with his mic settings.
No, Andrew, close your Team Talk, because we hear him fine. Team Talk does this every so often. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we hear him just fine. Do you hear me?
I hear you and Quentin just fine. Well, let me try closing Team Talk. Okay. Team Talk. Connecting... we're gonna do this.
Well, I haven't.
Aha!
I haven't been. There we go. I haven't been. I haven't been online a lot because of busyness and sleeping and crazy things. But I've actually managed to make it now. We're in the later. Well, for me, because it's 11 o'clock. It's my time because of I'm being in daylight time, which is a bit confusing for everyone else.
Yeah, we're not. So,
Afi doesn't have it, and Andrew's on standard, obviously, and. Quinn's probably on standard because your summers are up all the backwards.
But they've sprung back. So, Andrew, I've got my own story to relate to yours kind of computer issues.
Yeah. Not to interrupt, but just before that, what's annoying to me with this whole thing is like, so I have two 240 gig SSDs I put in. Those seem to be working nice. Fine.
Oh, they do, because they're RAM anyway.
But, yeah.
What about updating your drivers? Seriously.
Well, unfortunately, there's no real driver for Windows 2008 on a Core 2 quad motherboard system. I have the latest Intel driver, for the ICH10, but...
Like, from the latest driver you got from the manufacturer thing, or did you just go to the Intel driver update?
Well, I would just use Intel's driver since it's their chipset.
Yeah. I'm assuming
at this point you're using Win8 drivers.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That's bizarre.
What were
That's
you about to say, Arfie?
So, middle of the last week, about Wednesday or Thursday, I decided that it was time to move all of my data back from my internal laptop drive to my external drive because it was starting to get full. So I did all that, that's fine. Then I decided, okay, I've got this bit of free space, let's defrag and split the drive and put a Linux on. I decided to do the multi-boot thing. So that's fine, I do all that. Split's just fine and I get 50 gigs of partitionable space, so I do that. I run the CD and install Linux and I reboot. I wait. And I wait. And I wait. And there's no sound. I'm like, uh-oh. What's going on? Help. So I managed to get to my bootloader and, you know, grub and boot back to Windows. Then I discover that the time has been offset by 10 hours. Linux, in its infinite wisdom, had assumed that my real-time clock was set in UTC. Windows, of course, assumes it's in local.
Yeah.
Big problem. So I would reset the time, and then every so often the time would reshift, and every time the time shifted by 10 hours, my wireless connection would drop. So I had an annoying day, and so of course I couldn't exactly boot into my Linux because I couldn't tell what I was doing in there. There was no sound, no nothing.
So how did you get that working?
I at least tracked the issue down to the sound cards not being defaulted properly, as in on the install CD the internal sound card was the right one, but on the installed system it was resetting to my HDMI in output, I guess. So that was magical.
And how did you fix your clock issue? Is that a bug or something?
Well, it's not a bug, it's just the way Linux and Windows look at time, they look at it differently. So I had to basically go into the install CD, mount the thingy, reset the time, and then come back, and I rebooted, and it was fine. So,
okay.
Yeah, all is well at least, but that was annoying.
Oh, this reminds me.
I take it you weren't installing Ubuntu.
What's that, Quinn?
I said, I take it you weren't installing Ubuntu.
No, I was installing Arch Linux.
Ah, yes, and geekier distros like that tend to ignore that little aspect of whether or not... Well, obviously, we know from Arch really doesn't care too much at all about what else is installed on the system. You pretty much have to do everything yourself. But, you know, things like Ubuntu and generally now are smart enough to detect a running Windows system somewhere on the hard drive and say, oh, I need to actually reset that hardware clock option.
What do you guys think of the... a lot of people, I haven't tried it yet, but a lot of people are recommending the Sonar system.
It's just a repackaged Ubuntu, basically. It's kind of weird how all these distributions work. You've got Debian, you've got Ubuntu, which feeds off Debian, you've got Sonar, which has taken bits of Debian and bits of Ubuntu and bits of, I think, Mint Linux, and it's all... It's a bit like Vinix, but, like, Vinix version 2, I don't know.
More beefed.
Yeah, I mean, give it a look. I mean, feels like another Ubuntu system. It really does.
Probably. It is. It is. They said it's another Ubuntu system. It's more updated.
I've liked...
But yeah, I've been listening to all your shows, and it's been pretty cool, and haven't seen last week's one yet.
I don't know if I even got around to putting that one up yet or not.
Okay.
We have a fun game in the works, though. We've got this neat game, and we'll get to that at some point.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Have we started that already?
Yeah, we started it last week. Ooh, Space
what?
Quest. Yeah.
Ooh. Space Quest what?
No, four. I'm just saying the music here. No.
Oh. What
the
are we
game doing? We started is it's Vampire... What is it?
Vampire the Masquerade Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get the that first episode from last week because
I finally have all the Heathrow episodes now, so I've been listening to those.
I've listened to them.
Oh, the Hector.
Hector. Yeah, I've listened to all those. I found them hilarious because last few weeks I've been, busy and listening to times and just things have cropped up. I had network issues and other pieces of shite. So, yeah. But now I'm back with a vengeance.
Oh no!
No. Oh, I hope I am. My net is still being stupid, but it's working for now.
So I was telling Andrew my fun thing of this month is that I've decided to be in a really strange niche retro gaming mood. And this past few days, I went and got myself a pre-used Mac Power Mac G4 specifically for running games in Classic.
Thank God. Well, I have been being very nutty because my aunt bought me an early Christmas present that of being the entire Smugglers series from 1 to 5, and I have been playing Smugglers 5 for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I'm addicted to it.
Sir Mars wrote in and said, "Vampires must be best served cold." And he writes in again and says, "Die, vampires, die."
That should have had an "oh wait" at the end of it, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, well. This is the Mini Music Adventure Show, and you can write to me. I'm adding the messengers today. Live at tbaron.net for MSN, or tbaron live for AIM.
Why is it so
quiet? The sin of
Cain has spawned the cursed horror that stalks the night in search of living blood.
Arthur, you've got a lot of crackle on your thing, very loud.
No, it's fan noise. I've got my fan on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. I gotta see if I can... I forgot all about this. I gotta see if I can find a mouse fix for this game.
Why is it about that? And the volume is massively low.
Yeah, for some reason, X-Lite, it's supposed... it's not supposed to change my volume, but it does anyway. So yeah, I just have to, cool, like, remember whenever the phone rings that that's why, because it changed the volume on me in window in the Windows volume mixer.
It's pulling a Skype. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But no, I but you can turn, you can tell Skype to bugger off. I've done that. And who else?
Audio. It's like there's nothing in here for...
That sucks. At least Skype, you can tell it to not do it. And I have.
In this game, though, the problem that we have is that the mouse is way too sensitive.
Here we go. No. Wait. Automatic game control on media quality. I don't know if that means for the phone or... It's adjusting my volume. I can see, reduce background noise. See, I don't know if what I... See,
turn
like,
those,
I don't think that
off.
Means... Well, yeah, I turn them off anyway. Screw it, right? That makes sense. It's a good idea.
Yeah, do all the mixing at the mixer side, not the phone part.
Yeah. Let's try that. Oh! Bastard. So
I like the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let's do see if we can do a search.
Whoops, thank you, Patrick K. You just informed me that the display name wasn't changed. Whoopsie.
The
MSN name.
Weird mouse movements. Let's see what this person has. Actually, fair is because of mouse acceleration, the game seems to have an issue. Okay, let's turn mouse acceleration off. Fair enough.
Ooh. Probably one of those lovely little things you'll get.
Enhanced pointer precision. Let's turn that off.
Maintain things properly for multi-core.
Yeah, let's see. It's a good thing on my mouse I have buttons to adjust the mouse sensitivity up and down. I got the
I do too.
G500 Logitech.
Ah, yes.
It's not bad.
I have the MX... MX 1800 gaming grade.
Ah. Let's see. Alright, so now...
That's only $40.
Vampire.
$60.
Alright, now the mouse works like it's supposed to. This is good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's... Oh, no, wait. Does it? It's... Yeah, it's still a little screwed up, but not as bad as before.
So, I'd just like to inform you that I'm no longer the C. Derek Show.
Nope, the mouse is still completely screwed up. It's like if I don't move the mouse fast, if I move the mouse really slowly, it just doesn't do anything at all.
Can't you use like a gamepad or something instead of the mouse?
There was no. This is not a gamepad game. It's not even possible to play with a gamepad. You have to click to move.
Lord. Oh, God.
No, it's just as bad as before. I don't understand this. Is there like a mouse sensitivity anywhere in this piece of crap? Yeah, this has made absolutely zero difference. Let's see. The only thing I can think of is I turn the mouse sensitivity on the mouse to the maximum, so the slightest movement makes it move, which is not terrible, really, I suppose. It kind of still makes it a little bit, a little jerky, but this is so annoying. Like, this is just not working at all. I need to be able to move the goddamn mouse around.
So Miles Ratchet says, I have a Logitech PS2 Mouseman mouse with a USB adapter. Wow.
Old. Oh my. You're ancient.
Oh, what's an original ball?
Oh god. Mine's one of these laser infrared, of course, USB 2, not 3. My friend, one of my friends has got a USB 3 hard drive and it goes faster than USB 3, USB 2, of course. But I wouldn't know.
I guess we'll just have to try and deal with, see if I keep the mouse sensitivity of the on the mouse to the highest setting possible. It's still just as terrible because it's impossible to make a precise movement. Oh well, screw it, I guess.
Fine.
All right. So, as a refresher, we have just been sent out to protect the town at night by the bishop guy.
Okay.
Because he's
Oh, and he really didn't like it when we said that we liked someone, and
yeah.
Not cool.
He wants one of the nuns for himself.
Oh, he's evil.
Yep. So
the bishop. I mean, the guy himself is fine. The bishop is the one being pranked.
Yeah. So we're running around. Yeah, having the mouse sensitivity up does help, but still, this is irritating. But I will just deal with it. So basically, I'm running around the town. Let's see, what's this way? Gate to the Visharad Mountain locked. Okay, let's go this way. It's the good thing about playing these older games is I don't have to worry about resources. What the heck? There's a monster! Die! Oh, I've got the TV volume on. I can hear that. There, that's better. Turn that off.
Dead.
Yes.
They sound like zombies.
They do sound like zombies.
Tis the Crusader, the demon slayer who purifies the minds. Raise your cups in his honor. To Christoph!
My god. That's a bit extravagant there whenever you enter a pub.
Yeah.
This is set in medieval times. Or, no, it's
I know.
Kind of.
But you must get sick of having that your title shouted out like that.
Well, we saved the day before.
True, but only one monster.
We vanquished a demon out of an entire mine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Remember,
like
there
the
was
second.
A show last week.
Yeah, which I will have to get when you upload. You haven't
yes.
done yet.
Die!
Schlachta nice
enters
noise.
Frenzy. Yeah, have fun entering a frenzy in death!
Yeah!
I told them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Gate to Judith Bridge. This is not locked. Let's try going this way. Judith Bridge, okay. Crossing the bridge. So, as another bit of refresher information, our character's, his name is Christoph, and he was a crusader. He got injured and went to this town in Prague. To get, you know, the nuns took him in and while he was getting better, but then the place was under attack and he killed some monsters and then fainted. Then he decided to go into the mine and vanquish all the monsters, where we encountered like our first boss kind of vampire creature thing, and I threw a whole bunch of holy water at it, and then punched it in the face with a sword. And
and she went sizzle and boom.
Yes.
This would be the cliff notes again.
Yeah. And so then, basically, we're to assume that Christoph and the nun that was taking care of him are, like, falling for each other. There was a whole little dialogue scene. So that's kind of where we are now. And before we ended last week, there was when it went switched to nighttime, because it was daytime, and now... Yeah. They made quite a large deal of showing us the sunset, which was kind of foreboding.
I remember this.
If you can get all the shows,
it's almost maybe that's the last sunset we'll ever see in the game.
Well, if you can get all the today's and the other show up after this, then I can listen to it and try to catch up.
Welcome. And sing your praises for the slaying of Azra the Unliving.
Without thy lore, I could not have slain her, so I thank thee for thy wise counsel. But Azra said many things that did shake my soul.
I guess I should have went and visited her once before.
I would have benefited of thy lore.
Ask thy questions.
Okay.
Just multitasking here.
That's amazing news. There's things we don't need to know.
The 13 great vampire clans. The fiends of Clan Zemitzi be the most
They come from the dark
Carpathian mountains where ancient evil slumbers. They seek to rule mortals as cattle and abduct us from the streets at night. They cruelly craft the flesh to fashion monsters, which they call Shlakta. To extend their rule into daylight, they do corrupt mortals with wealth and power and their own demonic blood. When the mortal servants do drink the blood of their masters,
good God,
they become ghouls that live forever. So long as they drink each day their daily blood. In the oldest ghoul lineages, like the royal Premysil family, children are born as revenants. Mortals born with vampiric blood coursing in their veins.
Okay.
Looks like a quest is coming.
Know thou of the Methuselah Viscerod?
Methuselahs are among the most ancient and powerful of all vampires. Alas, I know nothing of the Methuselah of Viscerod, save that Viscerod Castle is the foul heart of the evil Zemitzi vampire clan. But don't you be going there, young one. Even an army of thy sword brethren could not dislodge such evil.
What means she by canite?
So every mother's child knows of vampires. Very few know they are descended from Cain and raised by the first woman created by God.
Do not blaspheme so about Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve. Adam and Lilith. Lilith was Adam's first wife, and a spirited woman was she. Now, Adam wanted Lilith to serve under him, and Lilith spurned such bumpkin courtship, leaving him for the company of angels and devils. So, God did fashion Eve, who was meek and mild, but their children were far from gentle. When Cain slew his brother Abel, God cursed Cain, saying that the food that grew of the earth would no longer sustain him.
Good evening.
Blood.
Hi there.
Like the blood he spilled from me. would slake his thirst. Lilith found the outcast Cain and taught him to harness the powers of heaven and hell. God made Cain the first vampire.
There's a lot of dialogue
Cain
in this game.
Made all the rest by preying on the descendants of Sith, Adam's third son. And so, all vampires are called
Not to mention the
Cainites,
dialogue is very labored.
But only by those who know more than the church tells.
Well,
I cannot
well
pay
done,
heed
though.
To such strange notions.
Oh, it is. It is.
You will
very
heed me.
Detailed.
If you would hurt them.
Well, you also notice, although we mentioned last week, the main character is Christopher Lambert.
Ah, yes.
Let's see. Should we ask her other things or not? Let's continue. Let's get to some action.
I thank thee.
Oh.
PC game or Wii U game?
PC.
Hey, it's Louis! Louis's online. Woot.
It's not my first name, though, is it?
Mr.
Let's see. So it opened up an interface for me to sell stuff. Let's see, maybe I can sell.
Oh, yeah, Freaky Poof. Yeah, that's right. I forgot the nickname.
Oh, she doesn't want to buy any of these things. Okay, then fine.
Go with God, young one. And be sure to be within the warmth of a hearth when the sun falls. For the falls you have seen are but a small part of the wickedness that walks the streets of Prague by night.
I shall send all such wickedness back to hell.
Yeah!
Oh boy.
Okay then. Let's head back to the church. Which should be this way.
So which is this game?
This is Vampire the Masquerade Redemption.
It's very unusual.
Yes, it's quite good.
Is it new or old?
Old.
2000.
Yeah. Good memory.
For a game from 2000, it was pretty advanced for then. Over here. Let's head this way. So I'm just walking around town.
Oh, ah! Tis the little warrior. I bet you're soft and tender inside your tin britches.
I'll eat your gizzard while it's still attached to your quivering body. This is a
monster.
Payment for bringing final death to Azrael the Unliving.
Oh, yeah?
Now, we revenge our madness.
We're not doing so good. Oh, there we go. I took a healing thing. Oh, we're gonna die. There we go. Freaking completely murdered. Okay. Load, I guess.
You died, alright.
What the hell do they want me to do? I'm getting my friggin' ass kicked. There was like five guys all hitting me at once. What am I supposed to do? Now I'm walking around in circles because I can't tell where the hell I am. Where is this? Judith Bridge. Okay, so I need to go which way? Every direction looks like a dead end here. There we go. Alright, let's try this again, I guess. Let's see, maybe I'll try throwing holy water at these guys. I don't know what else to do.
Oh, tis the little warrior. I bet you're soft and tender inside your tin britches.
I'll eat your gizzard while it's still attached to your quivering body.
Is that guy
this
Dr.
Is
Claw?
That's funny, it does sound like
Oliver.
Dr. Claw.
Yeah.
Jeez, the guy almost kills me in one hit.
I'm ashamed to admit it took me that long to realize that.
Oh, alright, I'm dead again. I don't know what the point of this is, really. I don't remember just getting completely and utterly murdered. Well, this is a very short
game. Disconcerting.
Yeah.
I mean, I have not leveled up. I don't, like, I, there's, what am I, like, what the hell do they want from me? Like, I don't have any spells. I don't got, like, anything to use here. So, what the hell? What weapon is this? We got a broadsword. Maybe I'll try, using a mace.
Maces aren't as strong as broadswords, but they're probably faster, really.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll knock them back or something. I gotta figure out how to win. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm getting my butt kicked. Alright. We get to listen to Dr. Claw again.
I bet you're soft and tender inside your tin britches.
I can't believe it took me that long to make that connection.
He's gonna get you, Gadget. Next time.
For bringing final death to Azeroth the Unliving.
Run! Just run! Can I run, please? Now the screen's covered with other windows on me. I can't fucking run, apparently. Oh, because I'm dead. I can't move the mouse around because of the fucking mouse glitch. This shit is in my fucking face and annoying me. This is stupid. Let's throw holy water at this guy. I don't think it does anything. Apparently he healed himself. I killed one! Yes! Die! I think I did it.
Alarms from within
Thank
the convent.
God.
Aneska, I
that
will
was
protect
ridiculous.
Thee. The Archbishop be damned.
Whoa.
Okay, so which way? This way? There, go.
Christoph, thou hast brought evil into this holy place. This taint follows thy soiled soul.
Bishop ran away.
It burns. The she-cow's vile purity burns like unto the sun.
Back to the abyss, hellspawn.
Yeah.
Thou art anathema in the eyes of God. Die and be damned.
Away with thee. We forbid thee to defile this holy place.
Come on, hit this guy. Yes!
It appears that I am once again in thy debt, brave sir, for coming to us in our time of need.
That's right.
As I am in thy debt for saving my life with thy tender care. And for thy uncommon valor in standing with me against the forces of hell.
I pray, my lord, that thou art always near to deliver us from this evil.
M'lady, I pledge my arm to thy cause for as long as I draw breath and beyond.
Then I have faith in the safety of our humble convent.
His skill is great,
and he fights with the strength of a demon.
His courage has opened the mines again. Think how the gift of Cain would enhance the might of such a man.
Aye. He has done great service to the Promethean cause by dispatching Azra without our involvement. But this decision must be made with surpassing care.
Are they?
With so many of us missing, we need his sword in the coming tumult. The other clans are surely considering him for the embrace by now.
No doubt. But hast thou forgotten the power the Church wields over the minds of these mortals, Cosmas? His faith is the strength behind his steel. Stripped of his faith, would he be of any use to us, I wonder?
He has been cut from the herd by his wound. He's been separated from the heart of his sword brethren by many miles. Like any stray, he is more malleable. He may bend rather than break.
Thou art wise, Cosmas. How well thou knowest the hearts of men of war. Yet, I am not convinced.
The Primacils are enraged at his continuing interference in their plans. I have learned that they have now placed a rich bounty upon his head. He'll not outlive the next moon.
Get thee to the prince, and tell him that this night, Ekaterina the Wise awakens another into darkness.
Thy will is done.
And Cosmas, evil. Should this Christoph falter or fail, he must fall.
Lady Ineska, I must speak with thee.
Hush, lest thou rouse the convent with thy clamor.
I have wandered the city for hours, yet each turn of the streets did lead me back here.
My Small lord, town. 'Tis dusk. Thou shouldst not be out of doors. Fiends shall soon be legion.
I would fight all fiends of hell to stand at thy door.
And how may our holy order assist his lordship this eve?
Milady, thou must hear me. I sought to tell thee once before, but fear took my voice.
What power could daunt the man who hath faced demons from hell?
The face of an angel from heaven.
Oh, my lord,
Thou hast stuck me a wound that heals not. My life's blood pours out before me, and I cannot stanch it. I do love thee, fair Ineska. I do love thee with a passion I have never known.
My lord, I must protest. Such love is an affront to heaven.
If thou deny me, I am undone.
I cannot deny thee.
Canst my manhood
I
enter
too
thy chambers?
Am afflicted with a wound that is the only thing.
Good grief.
Excellent, tyrant.
Excellent.
And now my heart is cleft in twain. My love of God and my love of thee.
It's so corny. It's fantastic.
I must betray one.
It's like a bad soap opera.
Thus I know. Only better. Out before me.
Because it's a video game.
My wickedness upon thy innocent bosom.
Yeah.
Nay, it is my wanton desire that hath ensnared thy virtuous heart.
It's like they're still talking.
I know.
To be fair, like these were for the time like the longest in-game cutscenes ever, like that I've seen.
All hope of redemption.
I just have my lord, image of somebody.
Look thou at the locket thou didst give me. It's the locket of St. Jude, the patron saint of lost causes.
Thus fate makes a bitter mockery of our plight.
Say not so. Where the saints tread, hope follows. Mayhap St. Jude shall bring us hope past all hope. I pray we find a way.
I pray so too.
Time for another page of dialogue.
Words have filled my heart.
It sounded like they were done,
and
but
I can leave satisfied.
Nope.
Farewell. Was somebody here trying to make a point or something?
Nay, the streets are not safe at night. Thou must stay here in the convent.
You've said that three times now.
The sun shines again.
May God have mercy upon my soul.
I wasn't even counting.
The devil has just placed into my heart the most impure of notions. I do tremble to confess it, but I feel I would cast away all holiness to stay.
He just needs to feed her.
I would exchange an eternity of heaven's bliss for one night by thy side.
Know thee that thou art not alone in such desires.
Then truly, I am damned. I am condemned for my lust. But I must not drag thee into the abyss with me. I must flee this holy place and return
but
no
you
more.
Did it to that girl in
Lord,
Highlander.
Come back.
All right, so now... Oh, cutscene, okay. Like, it showed him running out of the convent. Now it went to an actual video cutscene.
Inconsistent.
Now he's... Well, no, it's consistent. He's running out from the convent. Apparently he's tired. He's kind of stumbling around. There's a picture of a bird.
Evil guys.
I'm surprised that for 12 years ago there is so much. I mean...
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Some kind of... Maybe they used AVIs, but,
Well, up until then, it was real time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, back then, that probably...
Release
so,
me!
She I used some kind of mind powers to make him drop his sword. Or he's just a coward.
A lesser man could not even speak in my grasp.
What art thou? A demon sent from hell?
I am here to save thee, Christoph. To deliver thee from thy mortal shackles.
By the power of the Lord Eternal, I banish thee from my presence.
Poor child. Thy faith died long ago. Amidst a dread battle, thou came to know thy true nature. Thou art a killer of men, no matter how thou dost try to justify thy deeds. Thou kills not when compelled by God, but when ordered by men.
He looks like
now
he believes
come
her.
To me. I am the mother of thy rebirth.
I know thy ways, demon, and I have lore enough to
no.
kill thee.
Nay, thou art helpless in my hands as a naked babe.
Nay!
She's got, like, no skin below her lips.
Whoa.
She had it like covered up her like her lower part of her face. Okay then.
He got pulled in anyway.
Water. Aneska. Water, I beg of thee. I thirst. So, I starve.
It's back to real time.
I am Ekaterina the Wise, Ekaterina the Promethean, Ekaterina the leader of the Bruja clan. We are the children of Cain, and now thou art one of us.
God have mercy on my soul. I am damned.
Steady they now, labor there a lot, don't they?
Thou lackst the strength to fight, and I would slice thee in twain without hesitation.
Thou must feed, my child. Before the hunger overtakes thee and drives thee mad.
Am I now a miserable demon? Stealing blood to live? Damned and cursed to hell? Is this all that remains of noble Christoph?
Nay, my child. There is far more to thee than ever before. Thou art Bruja now. We Bruja are the philosophers of Cain's lineage. Where other clans treasured gold and trinkets, we sought pure wisdom. We strove to unravel the thorny knots that bind the very gates of heaven. Are we damned? Nay, we are exalted. In fabled Carthage, we lived in concordance with all mortals. Together we sought the secrets of Eden, that the children of Cain and the children of Seth would be raised up. But the hated Ventru grew jealous of our power. The patrician clan betrayed us and tried to destroy us. We survived, but fabled Carthage did not. Despite this great loss, we Prometheans continue our search for harmony with
I've
all mortals.
We are the most noble of our breed, Crystal. We seek only the fulfillment of the dream that was Carthage. But we need thy help to achieve this goal. A war lies ahead. A terrible battle.
Are these bad guys or good guys?
For warriors like us.
I don't know.
Wars among devils do not concern me. We will cause thee to think otherwise, whelp.
Enough, Cosmas. The Bruja blood needs time to cool. Come,
Let us leave our young one to think upon his situation. But know this, Christoph, thou would have been killed or embraced by our enemies on this night. We have given thee life eternal and awakened thee to the true face of thy world. I do not expect gratitude, but our clan requires loyalty or death.
There is no life in me. Even my heart has ceased to beat. My very soul has been stripped from me. There is nothing left for salvation or damnation.
Did he just throw his sword away?
Thou needs must pledge fealty to thy new mistress.
Let's see. So, let's see. I am newly remade, know little of this world, agree only to follow thy lead for the present. I submit to thee in all things. I do not agree to serve thee. I reject thee and shun thy evil works. I take my leave of thee. One or three?
I don't know.
We'll choose the middle option then.
I am newly remade and know little of this world. I agree only to follow thy lead for the present.
Such rebelliousness is unseemly in a Bruja. I do not like such willfulness in my children.
He displays as much fealty as can be expected from such a one, Katarina.
Very well, Cosmas. Then thou may hold his leash. We shall see if he takes instruction with more deference. Christoph, thou must understand that our enemies are legion, and none more vile than Clan Zamitsi, which infests Prague like a plague. The fiends seek thy death in payment for the slaying of Azra and her Schlachta servitors. If thou art to survive, thou must quickly master the powers of thy blood. Thou must pay heed to all our laws, or thou wilt become a gibbering monster like the Zamitsi. Our first law...
Mistress Ekaterina, I crave thy indulgence. Christoph is a man of
something
action. His learning shall be the greater on the field of battle than the parlors of the Prometheans. Let me take him on my mission to Garinald's Haven, where he may learn our ways firsthand. I could use a stout broadsword protecting my back.
Christoph is not yet ready.
Verily, he is as ready as he shall ever be.
I would have thy counsel, Cosmas.
Christoph is no Bruja philosopher. His hot blood cools too much when he has no mission and curdles. Send him forth. If he survives, he will have mastered our ways.
Very well. Christoph, go thou with Wilhelm Stryker. Trust what he says if thou wouldst outlive the night.
Oh, that was the right option.
My swordsman, and strike deep into the lair of our dear ally, Garinald the Cappadocian.
Time to cut thy teeth, fledgling.
Okay. Recover the Nod Fragment.
Time to cut thy what? Teen Talk broke.
Teeth.
Ekaterina is a scholar, not a warrior born. That's what I mean. She would keep a fledgling studying vampire lore in her nest till Gehenna comes, and never hurl them from the nest to test their wings. But I cannot spend hours debating canine wisdom in a university. Give me a stout broadsword in my hand and the sweet taste of my foe's blood on my tongue, and I have all the wisdom I need. And I suspect thou art akin to me.
I am not akin to thee, blood guzzler. I strike only those that deserve my steel. I do not murder the innocents to gorge on their blood.
Thou shalt feed upon blood or thou shalt die, but thou need not kill to do so. Drink only so much blood as will sustain thee. Suffer thy prey to live on, for to kill during the feeding is to violate our Promethean ethic, and that way lies the beast.
The beast?
A beast born of Cain's sin doth coil within thy breast, Christoph. Keep it at bay, or be lost forever. Acts of cruelty unleash that beast, until it rules thee, as it rules many of Azra's kin.
The beast made them madmen?
Nay, the mad vampires are called Malkavian. Shouldst thou meet one, God help thee. Shouldst thou need his assistance, God cannot help thee. Nay, the beast is not mere madness, but demonic possession by the curse of Cain. We Prometheans are wayfarers in the land of the beast, but we stray not from the road of humanity, the Via Humanitas. By our acts of compassion are we saved from the jaws of the beast. Remember this always, or be devoured from within.
Okay, so these are pseudo-good guys.
I guess so.
Ancient guys. Ancient.
Thou hast life everlasting, so long as thou keepest thy pallid flesh hidden from the sun's hateful rays. The life-giving sun only brings death to the likes of us. Each day we must retreat to our haven in the chambers below the university.
That was the sunset thing. There we go.
Yep. Okay, so now we have some spells, it looks like. We got Feed, Blood Healing, Blood Strength, Celerity, Potence, and Awe. Let's see, so Recover the Non-Fragment, I think that was back sort of the way where we were before by that bridge. The wrong way. Who's this?
He hath taken me. He hath taken the best of me and left nothing but a shell.
Aha.
In his home of bone, in his halls of skin, behind his walls of flesh, he hath taken all I had.
That's nice. Let's get out of here.
Good to know I'm not the only one. She's freaking out.
Bad person.
That was freaky. It was weird.
It was weird.
That was almost genuinely scary.
She's a mad woman, I say. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Alright, I think I'm going the right way.
It's an emergency
sign. Sean, you're keyed up. Just so you know.
I grow faint. The hunger overcomes thee. The beast strengthens as thou weaken from lack of blood. Canst thou feel him uncoiling in thy heart? Thou must feed.
Feed or die, Christoph, for I shall kill thee before I let the beast claim thee.
Okay, then.
Only what thou needs, Christoph. No more. Behold, his wound vanishes. Monsieur shouldn't drink so much wine, eh, Christoph? Do not worry. He'll wake up and know nothing of what
has happened.
That'd be
funny if it wasn't disturbing.
Most mortals find great pleasure in the dark kiss. Ekaterina tells us that in Carthage, the mortals happily submitted to it.
This is a strange and...
These powers tempt me to dark acts. How easily
did
I rain devastation on all who vex me. Thy fear and thy power conspire to make of thee a beast. Seek thee an anchor for thy humanity, a rock to cling to when storms come.
Anezka.
Love for a mortal is the most dangerous of all anchors.
I must see Anezka.
That is most unwise. The cheerful world of daylight is lost to thee.
I must see her again, just to look upon her for a moment.
Ekaterina would not be pleased. Oh, very well. Shouldst thou display valor on our mission this night, I shall take thee to the convent, but only for a moment to glimpse her as she sleeps. Now come, our mission lies ahead.
Okay, then.
Good dog.
First, let's go over here. Let's visit this crazy person.
I am going to sleep, and I'm not going on a mission to kill people.
No, don't do that. Go and have a...
Hello,
don't kill
young
Alice
guy.
Or Jake. I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate
what
it. Or Kirsten.
See you, dude.
Lord. You do
good night.
Look so strangely.
Let us all have a paper sandwich.
They have hurt you. The canines have taken ye for their own. Oh, my poor boy. But fear not. Unorna neither fears ye nor casts ye out. I'll help ye, if I can.
Okay, then. All right, well, this I don't need. Sell some stuff. Disease vaccines. I don't think we'll need those anymore. Let's see, a fine dagger. Oh, I can't sell that. Steaks, I can't sell. How about a torch? I can't sell any of this other stuff, huh? Okay. Alright.
Farewell, young one.
Patron Hill Monastery.
Behold Patron Hill Monastery, haven of the Cappadocian vampires in Prague.
The monks are vampires?
Nay, the Cappadocians lurk in the desecrated crypts below the monastery, out of sight of the monks who provide them with fresh blood. Only those monks that serve Garinal know the real master of the monastery.
Okay, so we just fed on the monk to recharge our blood meter. So now I can... Let's see. Okay. So that's switching between spells that makes that noise. Using a spell to heal myself.
What is our mission?
A mission of misfortune. Wise and noble Garinal is friend and ally to Ekaterina. I take no pleasure in storming his home, but Ekaterina has divined that the Cappadocians have stolen from her. We seek to retrieve a precious fragment of the Book of Nod, the wisdom of the ancient Cainites.
Why would Garinal steal from her?
We know not. Until we learn all, we cannot let them know we serve Ekaterina.
Okay, so looks like there's a bag of gold and a treasure chest and a silver bracelet. There you go. There's a guy, monks walking around. Some of them are getting, they don't have very good pathing. A couple of them are getting stuck to a wall on a corner. Ah! Who are these guys? Bad guys! I hit him in the face! Die!
To the abyss with thee!
So I killed the guy and he melted to turn to dust. This other one is running away.
Ah! 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 the abyss.
There, take that. What do we got here? A bottle of Vitae. I guess that means blood. Oh, here we go. What's this? Leather armor. That sounds good.
Ah. Sounds good.
Let's give him a weapon.
What's all this? Oh, this thing sounds chunky.
This looks a little spooky.
The Cappadocians are a strange clan, Christoph. They seek to understand death and the secrets of the grave. Prepare thyself. Their halls are guarded by the walking dead.
The stench of Yikes. Death taints this holy place.
'Tis fitting for the clan of death.
To the abyss with thee!
Take that. Witches!
Freaky woman, go away.
To the abyss with thee. To the abyss with thee.
And there's a... What is that, a skeleton?
To the abyss with thee.
Zombu. I think it's supposed to be zombie, but that's definitely a you.
Zombu. Oh, to you too.
Here to help me. That was quite a little battle. What's that?
No kidding.
Emeralds. Surely they're worth money. Okay.
Final death to thee, my canine brothers.
What?
The oblivion thou seekst is upon thee!
Oh, yeah?
I am weak with lack of precious blood. The beast roars within me.
Uh-oh. I think I'm gonna die.
The abyss with thee.
Wilhelm's dead. And now I'm dead. Well, we're both dead.
What is our mission?
Oh, come on. So, we gotta do this all over again, I guess. Let's see. stake. I'm gonna stake the first vampire I see. Or not. This is not working at all. Alright, that's clearly useless. Again, without the getting murdered.
The Cappadocians are a strange clan, Kristoff.
Destroyed. Oh, now there's a whole nother bunch of guys coming down here. Ugh. Let's reload.
What is our mission?
This is getting very irritating. Talking to myself. I guess I am. That's disappointing.
I'm still here.
Oh. I didn't know.
I was just taking a Skype call. There's on the side.
Ah. Alright, let's give him his weapon back. Let's see something here.
My girlfriend is saying hi. Yay.
I think, in order to make this a little bit easier, let me save.
I am weak with lack of precious blood.
Really? From quitting the game?
Yeah, I think so.
That was funny. Okay.
You are at an intersection. A sign says press Y to quit.
Yeah.
I bet you know where that one's from.
No.
Wolfenstein.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. I am fully back. I was hearing that, and it sounded like you were having... you were getting frustrated, so... Yeah, for that. Or something.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think...
Full disclosure, I've been okay. A bit distracted myself for the past little bit.
Let's go here. Alright.
Are you using resources available to you?
Just for a little bit of help here. Let's, okay. Oops. Just thinking here for a second, and that's what I want. All right. Game.
Problems.
Okay. I'm giving myself an extra couple of levels just to kind of even the playing field here, so I don't have to keep dying.
Oh.
So let's see. It sounds like, let's go here.
Good game so far.
Yeah, just bear with me. I'm trying to distribute these points really quickly.
Skill points, yeah.
I'll be back when that happens. I am getting a drink.
Alright.
Well, I'm gonna eat some lunch soon, so...
Have fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna come back.
Alright,
let's go. I may end up galloting both shows tonight when you finish them.
Favor. Okay. Ah, I didn't want to do that. No. Oh, come on, stop hitting the monks! Just because they're in the way on the screen, I just want to move forward. Apparently we're attacking the monks. Because I missed, and I was trying to click to move, but I accidentally, Yeah. Alright, these guys are going to get their ass kicked this time.
To the abyss!
Die! Take that, yeah. To the abyss. Let's go. Get back here. Punk, don't you dare run away.
To the abyss with thee!
See, this is one of those games where the guys run away just enough, no matter what. Like, until they stop running, you can't catch them and hit them, because they're, like, just far enough out of your range.
They're teasing us.
Yeah.
Come and wear it.
Take that. Lots of yelling. Kill this guy. Hit him in the face. I need to get my sword back. I gotta start chopping people up. This is a... Well, let's put this armor on. Switch to the sword. Sword and a torch because it looks cooler. No, I think I'll stick with the shield. I'm not taking any chances. Alright. Treasure chest. Aha, with a bottle of
final
blood.
Death to thee, my canine brothers.
Oh, that's what you think. Not this time. Let's get cut up. Come back here. Ah! There's a skeleton with a bow. Skeleton archers. I cut off its head. It's walking around and shooting aimlessly.
Oh, that's
that is
funny.
Hilarious. Oh, that's very clever. I like that.
Behold, the mural depicts Cain as God's favored son. Every child knows that Cain's sacrifice of grain vexed the Lord, and Abel's sacrifice of the blood of a lamb satisfied the Lord. But mysterious old Cainites tell us that the Lord craved blood and reveled in Cain's second sacrifice, the blood of his brother Abel. The Lord raised up Cain over the other sons of Adam. He freed him from plowing the earth for food and set a mark on him that he live forever. Garinal devoutly believes this Cainite heresy, which holds that the curse of Cain is truly a blessing.
And thou, dost thou believe the Cainite heresy?
If I am favored of the Lord, the angels have not seen fit to tell me of it.
So Mars, he's running like a running around like a zombie with his head cut off.
Yeah. Oh no, rats!
Oh no, the rats again. Oh no. Do you like rats?
Die, there's a zombie.
To the abyss with thee.
No, wait, it's a corpse minion! Ah, and I cut his head off and then it walked around before it fell over. The decapitations are quite entertaining. This is quite a disturbing little torture room. There's a dead body on a torture rack and various other tables filled with blood, but nobody's in them right now.
Spooky music, spooky.
Oh, what's this? Click to pull the lever. Okay. What's that? Scroll of Awaken. Well, I clicked to pull the lever. Down here. Whoa! Corpse minion! Decapitated! No, he got like exploded! Wow. Die, corpse minion! Oh, there's a vampire guy. Die! That was pretty funny. So, Wilhelm grabbed the vampire guy and was like drinking his blood, and I was chopping him up with my sword.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, a buckler. I don't have room for a buckler, apparently. Let's see. Is the buckler better than what I have? No, my shield is better. Let's give it to him. Let him hold it. There's another click to pull the lever. Hopefully I'm doing this right. Let's see, there we go. So there was a place where there was a blocked wall.
Thou dost fight thy allies with great zeal, Wilhelm.
I take no pleasure in it. I just do what must be done. The only one I will not fight is Garanel, the leader of the Cappadocians. I chose to strike this night because Garanel and his assistant Serena have an audience with the Canaanite Prince of Prague, Rulof Brandel. And will not be here.
There's a guy running away. Wilhelm was chasing him again. It's funny. Came back finally. I was looking at treasure and stuff. Die! Zombie. Oh, decapitated zombie. Dropped some gold. Wow. The other guys were just dropping silver. What the hell was that noise?
Oh, God.
Some skeleton archer looking guys. Whoa, and one has a really big sword. I want that sword.
Oh, someone just posted a Depeche Mode song and says, please don't be offended, this is the song that's going around in my head, and they posted Blasphemous Rumors.
Die, rats. So we've advanced down to like the next level of this place.
More dark worship. Is there no end to the vampiric taste for blasphemy?
Garanald celebrates the transfiguration of death. But I do not share his fondness for the grave. I have died once to become a Canaanite and do not seek to die again.
Ah! Yeah, take that, rat. Skeleton. Over here, a treasure chest. Oh, it was empty. Found a big door.
The abyss with thee.
Hunger is upon me. I must
noise. That's when I cast Celerity, which increases movement and attack speed.
Oh boy.
I'm back. Did I miss anything?
Some funny zombie murderings.
Oh. That's it though. Fine. Didn't miss anything.
Zombies.
It's spelled Zombu instead of Zombu. And I'm killing a vampire by sucking all of the blood away right now.
Oh, an evil vampire.
Yes. Wow. That's kind of funny. So I killed the vampire, and it turned to dust and left silver coins.
Wow.
Oh.
I think a lot more people would be vampire hunting if they knew they turned into coins.
Yeah, exactly. You kill vampires, they can become coins? Well, that's a good way to get money.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I don't mind defeating my enemies and having them turn into cash.
Whoa, some of these guys just came out of the ground.
Whoa.
To the abyss,
die, Zombu. I wonder. Oh, okay. So you. I wanted to see if it would let me feed on a skeleton.
God.
Not quite, huh?
No. Thankfully, it's not that dumb.
No.
Caught you.
Samaz sees the noise. Sounds like the old Thunder logo on VHS. Yeah, that.
Oh, there's a bunch of guys. Don't run away. Come back here. Don't laugh at me! Die!
Be a mess with me!
Well, I love watching the skeletons run around with their heads off.
Now what?
There's a guy running away over here. Now he's dead. Ah, gold ring. This will fetch a fine price.
The one ring. Sorry, I don't want that in.
Let's see. like I gotta go up this way.
An earthen floor blankets this room.
Aye, the Cappadocians do bury their newly embraced in a ritual of death.
Oh, I smell oven-cooked chicken. Italian dressing. Oh, see, even the zombie's hungry for it. I heard him.
Yeah.
I mean, zombie. Oh, decapitated zombies! These are the funniest ones. Well, this is pretty funny. But it's when I just like grab a guy and feed on him just out of nowhere, and it's like they can't stop me. Like they don't, they can't break me off apparently. Well, no, I guess they can. They did stop me. Die! Fighting. Die, this sucking guy. Hit him in the face. Something. Cut him up. Oh, I gotta heal. Oh, what is that thing? A spiked mace. But apparently it's red, which probably means I can't use it. Which is disappointing. Why? 50 bashing. 50 strength it requires. Oh, I'm so close. Ah, here we go. A lever. Ah, and a treasure chest. With a scroll of awaken.
To the abyss with thee.
All right, heal. Okay, so I flipped that lever, so I guess I go back over. Yep, there we go. I think this door is open now. Yep. Okay. Can feed on zombies. That's funny.
It is very funny.
Doesn't sound like the most advisable thing to drink blood from a zombie. Wouldn't they be coagulated and like
wouldn't you
not
become
liquidy?
A
zombie? Switch. Oh, secret treasure.
Fine,
I found
now.
Two bags of gold.
Boot.
Yeah.
Oh, this game makes me feel like playing Last Crusade again.
There's another doorway opening.
Money.
Ah, this guy's coming out of the ground.
Abyss with
me. Money? More money.
Let's see, what's
only
this?
One that had money.
A femur?
Okay.
I found a femur.
Not much use.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is. Is it a weapon? Not identified. Gold. Could always use a bag of gold.
Yes.
An unidentified femur, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're in level 3.
This the unidentified femur, I guess, gives you plus one. But, oh my gosh, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
How many levels are there in this game?
This is a very long game.
Oh.
I don't want to give away the halfway point.
Oh, okay.
But needless to say, it's like two games almost. It could have been two games. That's how long it is.
Wow.
The one part takes place in one... Actually, it wouldn't be giving away because they did... advertise it that way. The first half of the game takes place in medieval times. The second half of the game takes place in present time.
Okay. So you are an ancient race.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering why I remembered some part of this being set in time.
Yeah. This was a great game when it came out. It was amazing. It still is a pretty great game.
4 foot time. We still have surround sound and stereo and...
Let's see, what's up here?
The abyss
with you. Zombies. It's an army of zombies. Die. Uh-oh. There we go. A little pathing problem there. What's this? Mercurio's door. It's locked.
Smash it?
With what?
Oh.
My femur. That would be funny.
Oh, God.
My game. Summit awesome.
What? Oh. I see.
Feel the cold embrace of the tomb.
No. Take that. I leveled up enough to use this that mace that I got. Now I'm bashing people in. Take that. Spiked mace. Die. It's my first two-handed weapon here. Whoa, a bunch of guys came out from the wall. They're surrounding me. Swing the mace. Hit a guy. Hit him hard and hit him fast. Stop missing! How can you miss with a great big mace? What the hell's going on? Oh! Mace to the face!
Mace to the face, oh yeah!
Oh, I found a switch on the floor. That opened up another room here. I guess we'll go in.
Cool ceiling. Here comes monsters.
To the
abyss with you. To the abyss with thee.
Stop hiding in the ground.
To the abyss with thee.
Apparently that abyss thingy is really important.
I think my guy is stuck somewhere. You hear the foot tapping?
Yeah.
Oh, the gate closed on him, that's why. When these guys came out and ambushed me. But yeah. I took care of them. I showed those bastards. I gave them the mace to the face treatment.
Yeah.
Apparently this is like a... I went in a circle. Some stairs up here. Whoa, zombies! Ah, and skeleton archers! Those are the worst kind of archers. Oh, archers hurt. Interesting. Okay. Let's go back this way.
Some houses and peace and love around the world? I'm slightly confused.
Yeah. Aha! Garinol's door.
It is Garinol's study. Now to find the key that unlocks the secrets of the dead.
Somebody is keyed up. Die! Bag of gold! Yes! Two bags of gold. That's even better than one bag of gold. Run away. Come back here. Come back here and get what's coming to you. Yeah, that's right. What? His arm was off. I should have called him a yellow bastard. You yellow bastard. Come back here and get what's coming. Like from Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
I like that thing. You come here, you cracker croaker.
Skull of the Lamia.
What beast once wore this skull upon its neck?
Garinol's journal. Ah, here we go. Some rubies.
My newest child, Mercurio, hath proved a tainted blessing. Though he is ambitious and untrustworthy, he has added much to the protection of this house. He drinks the power of death with an unquenchable thirst, and could become the greatest student of the grave, but he hath little respect for our ancient alliances with the other Cainites, and could reawaken old feuds. The ungrateful puppy even seeks to seal his crypt from me. Does he not know that I can crack his sealed crypt at any time with my anointed skull of the Lamia?
Not anymore, because
alas,
I took
but
it.
I do require Mercurio's aid until such time as I can fathom the secrets of the golem and gain its protection. I would that I had the lore of Rabbi Mordecai ben Judah to aid my experiments, but as I lack the wisdom of the Kabbalists, I would deal with the devil himself in these parlous times.
Okay, then.
If Mercurio is charged with the protection of this haven, I wonder that we have not yet faced him.
I would have words with this Mercurio. Venerable Garonel should not have to rely upon an untrustworthy child.
Ah, a fine halberd. Could be good. Let's see. The problem is my inventory is so small in this game. Here, I have some of this. Put this... that doesn't fit there either. Yeah, you can hold that. A rat? I don't need that. Let's see, so I have the spiked mace that does 50 bashing damage, or I can try the halberd, which does 50 lethal damage. Let's try lethal damage.
sounds like a safe bet, don't it?
Yeah. I want to know what this femur is. It's not identified. What is that noise?
I need to find a scroll.
I know, right? I think that I do.
Have you played Entombed?
Entombed?
Oh, it's one of the blind games. You have identified scrolls in them. Dungeon.
What the heck?
Whoa.
Alright, so I guess we're going to this Mercurio guy's doorway or whatever. So, let's head over there. Oh wait, it was a treasure chest. An unopened treasure chest? A scroll of awaken? I don't want that.
Why not?
Yeah, what do I need it for?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Mercurio's door. Oh, all right, that was easy.
What? How comes out here? Flee now, and the great Mercurio will not smite thee.
So, hiding like a rat in a hole, whilst thy kin fight valiantly in defense of thy theft, thou art a clotpoll of a coward.
I hide not. My work is too important. Work thou hast interrupted. I shall crack open the Tree of Life and uncover all the secrets of death and life.
I'm gonna pick the more entertaining choice. There's two choices. Canst thou restore mortal life to a vampire? I shall tell thee the secret of death and life.
I shall tell thee the secret of death and life.
There we go.
Give us the nod fragment and we shall let thee live.
Nay. Thou wilt tell Garinol of my theft. 'Tis better I bury thee in a secret grave, with stakes of oak piercing thy heart, and a wraithworm shall hollow out thy noble brows and robust cheeks.
I summoned a Zambu! Man, it's got like poisons! Whoa! Oh, I got killed! This poison stuff hurts!
Ow!
This guy's kicking my ass. Apparently I can't even attack him anymore now. I don't know what's going on. It's pissing me off, though. Oh! We're dead! Well, this guy kicked our ass! The word one-shot comes to mind. I hope I don't have to do this whole shit all over.
Who's the first option, maybe?
Oh, no. I don't know. I think... Fuck! I gotta do this whole fucking floor all over. Damn it!
The abyss.
Oh, That's so lame. Now I'm getting killed by these guys too. I can't heal myself. I'm gonna die again. I don't know what's going on. I kind of understand. Like, what is it? Just suddenly decide that everyone is gonna whoop my ass? I don't get it. Like, we're kicking ass, and then all of a sudden now I die, and then I'm almost gonna get killed just now. From the second I start the level. What the hell kind of difficulty curve is that? It's like a backwards difficulty curve.
Damn it. Abyss with thee.
That would have been perfect if I had killed that bastard and ended with the, like, the end cutscene of sort of this quest. And that would be that for the night. But unfortunately, the cosmos has not been aligning that way at all the past few days. Everything goes to shit. Damn it. Well, we will continue this next time.
Yep.
And it is fun, though.
It is.
I'm not following the difficulty curve where it's like, I'm doing fine, then, oh, you're dead, insta-gibbed. Like, it's lame. But I'm just going to have to remember to save manually more often. When the game originally came out, you can only save when you're in your haven. Like, you couldn't save whenever you wanted. So it was, like, really hard.
But they changed that.
Oh, yeah. in the first patch.
Okay.
That's funny.
User complaint.
Yeah, pretty much. So, anyway, tune in next time, and we'll play some more Vampire the Masquerade.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Are you
gonna release
time for me?
Are you going to be releasing any more Christmas CDs this year?
I don't really have any new stuff, so...
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'll even have time to try and work on anything, but I think the ones I have hold up well.
Yeah, they do.
I like them. All right, well, I'll be back. I'm gonna have food, so I'll catch you guys later.
All righty. So yes, TBRN, the best radio network.
Your network.
So are you off too? Are you?
Yes, I'm hungry. The chicken is calling. Yeah. I can smell it.
Oh, I just had corn fritters and salad and salmon, so I'm alright.
Alright, okay. I'll be back, so I'll catch you guys later. Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Link. Oh, they all clicked off.
What happened? There we go. Disconnected.